Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.
Complaints about vape imports from China have proliferated on Capitol Hill. Now it's a key messaging push behind a bill to restrict vapes in Florida. The question is, how much that concern will be a factor in whether Governor Ron DeSantis, a China hawk, signs a vape restriction after he vetoed an all-out ban on flavored vapes 4 years ago. The new bill, HB 1007, would have Attorney General Ashley Moody regularly post a banned list of flavored, disposable vapes found to draw in minors. Moody told Playbook in a statement that she was proud to support the bill and that China is a big part of the problem. She and other bill backers argue that some flavored vapes are meant to appeal to teens with fun shapes or candy flavors leading to addiction. The Food and Drug Administration has only approved a handful for sale. Most unapproved vapes come from China, just like many products Americans use every day. Pro-vape groups want DeSantis to veto the bill, warning that businesses would suffer and that thousands would lose their jobs. They worry customers will relapse to smoking cigarettes or turn to the black market, and say the anti-China narrative is a manipulative messaging ploy. Consumers in Florida need to have their freedom to choose the less harmful nicotine product that they desire, and small businesses, which are dependent on the sale of less harmful vaping products, should not be closed as a result of this legislation, said Tony Abood, the executive director of the Vapor Technology Association. Big industry players, including giant tobacco companies, support more regulations, and perhaps, not coincidentally, they have the cash to pay hefty approval fees and conduct intensive research to have their vape products approved. Juul Labs wants state policymakers to crack down on illicit Chinese vapes to supplement federal laws as part of the mission to transition adult smokers away from combustible cigarettes while combating underage use, said Jennifer Cunningham, the company's director of state government affairs. DeSantis has used the levers of government against businesses in the past, sometimes saying it's to defend kids. The governor also has cracked down on China's influence and investment in Florida, citing national security concerns and often touting his record in that area while on the 2024 campaign trail. For instance, he signed measures into law obligating companies that do business with Florida to disclose any China connections. And he authorized a restriction on Chinese nationals buying land in Florida.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.